Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Of course, the weather is making the news. There's a wind chill advisory. Actually, it's a warning that's in effect until Thursday at noon, so about another 24 hours. Again, a wind chill warning in effect until Thursday at noon, with temperatures, wind chills 30 to 35 below this afternoon, 40 to 50 below tonight, cold again tomorrow, 40 to 50 below. And then Thursday night, moderating a little bit, and then Friday, high of about 14. So if we get to the weekend, things should improve dramatically. Some of the closings that we have: Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault has their administrative offices closed through tomorrow. They'll reopen Friday at 8 a.m., but their 24-hour hotline will still be answered. Rhinelander Area Food Pantry closed today. Those eligible are asked to come in Saturday between 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. for food pickup. The program In Progress at Art Start canceled for tonight. Caritas of Eagle River closed today. Rhinelander District Library is closed today. The Minocqua Public Library will be closing at 5 p.m. today and tomorrow. St. Matthias Thrift Shop in Minocqua will be closed today due to the weather. The Olson Library in Eagle River is open today until 6 p.m. They say if you want to find a place to warm up, the library will be open all day. Rhinelander City offices are closed today, as is the Oneida County Courthouse. And the free end-of-the-month meal at St. Augustine's Church in Rhinelander is canceled for tomorrow. No injuries were reported Tuesday to either occupants or firefighters as a fire consumed a home at 550 Spring Lake Road in Rhinelander. Fire Chief Terry Williams reports a call came in after 7 p.m. and fire crews were on the scene in 3 minutes. On arrival, heavy smoke and fire was observed through the roof. The team confirmed all the occupants were out of the house. Firefighters entered the home but were driven back by flames and the roof collapsed. They used a ladder truck to fight the blaze. After 2 hours fighting the fire, the meow of a cat was heard and the animal was rescued from the house, given oxygen, and returned to the occupants. At the time of the fire, the air temperature was 21 below, wind chill minus 45. Rhinelander Fire was assisted by Pine Lake and Pelican Fire Departments and Oneida County Medic 1. Vilas County Sheriff has released the name of a person killed in an accident at Pucall Lumber and Arborvita on Tuesday. The victim was identified as 30-year-old Joshua Drinkman of Eagle River. Emergency personnel were called shortly after 7 a.m. after the victim had been trapped in one of the belt conveyors. It was determined Drinkman died at the scene. Arborvita Fire and Rescue, Howard Young Medical 5 Ambulance, Vilas County Medical Examiner, and Vilas County Sheriff's Office responded to the incident. Those impacted by the March 22, 2017 shootings in Wausau and surrounding communities will soon have a memorial in Weston's Kennedy Park. Cassandra Ambrosius helped organize a memorial designed to allow anyone impacted to have a calm place to reflect.
And there's a couple places to sit, so I think it'll be kind of a nice place for people to just go and kind of think.
Former Everest Metro Police Chief Wally Sparks, who serves on the village board, says it will be an important reminder of one of the most challenging days of his career.
And how the community came together to support all the victims and all those impacted by the tragedy. It really speaks well of the community that we're fortunate enough to live in.
The Parks and Rec Committee in Weston sent the proposal on to the full board Monday. Ambrosius expects that it will receive full approval there as well, and if all goes well, the planned installation and dedication should happen in the summer. And even though many farmers are getting out of the business, the news is not all bad. Farmland value in Wisconsin isn't going down, showing people and institutions still consider farming a good investment. A troubling statistic shared at the Wisconsin Ag Outlook Forum Tuesday shows the state is losing twice the number of farms as it has in the past due to low milk prices. Again, the weather forecast for this afternoon: sunny and cold, high near 8 below, wind chills 30 to 35 below. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 30 below, wind chills 40 to 50 below. Thursday, sunny and cold, high near 4 below. Thursday night, low around 14 below. Friday, the high near 14 above, and then 30s on the weekend. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.